So we've been learning this phenomenal Torah in Rabbeinu, mamash phenomenal. He's been talking about kavod, and kavod, how this idea, this concept of kavod is truly profound. It's truly amazing to realize that the honor is totally associated with the neshamas. That the neshamas come from kisei kavod, from the throne, which is called the chair of honor, the chair of honor. And when we are receiving more honor, we're receiving more neshama, more of our neshama. Now this could be great for us if we have the ability to translate that into avoda. And if not, chas v'shalom, then that can short circuit and really kill our neshama. This is something very, very important for us to realize, that when we get another neshama, we have to have true humility and modesty, and try to understand instead of trying to be brazen, because that could be the end of us. Chas v'shalom. And Rabbeinu associates this with malchus, with eating, because at the end of the day, how does a person eat? A person eats with dignity, or a person eats like an animal? Do you eat like a dog? Chazal say a dog is so disgusting, after he vomits, he goes to see if there's any more food. We know that the pig is always happy because there's food everywhere, because he can eat whatever he wants, right? The snake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses him, your food will be the dirt. And Simcha Bunim says, how is that a curse? Now everything says food, right? But the idea is, Simcha Bunim says, because now he never looks up, he always looks down. Right, if you look down for your food, then you're an animal. Right, the idea is that the snake, the curse isn't that there's food everywhere. The curse is that you no longer eat with dignity. Right, you're no longer sitting looking up. You're now looking all the way down. So part of Avodas Hashem is to look up. We know that in the plagues in Egypt were all about lifting the Egyptians, the snake mentalities. World, the Egyptians face up, right? The first three plagues come from the bottom. The second three plagues can come from around you, and the third three plagues come from on top of you. Start looking up. That's the fixing of Egypt. And there's something very profound about this. When we eat like human beings, then we're eating in a true way, and we bring dignity to the kingship, to the malchus, to the reign of Hashem in the world. But when we eat like animals, then there's something very, very disturbing about that. And that's why it says the klavim azei nefesh, the dogs, they're so brazen. And we're speaking about this, that the opposite of kavod is brazenness. The opposite of true honor is audacity that has no limits. The dogs that we spoke about that eat their vomit, they are brazen. They have no dignity, no kavod. That's the opposite of kavod. Now there's ability to have brazenness that comes with kedusha, and that's something that we're going to talk about later. But right now, the brazenness is like the dog. And not only that, we say that in the days to come, when there's lacking of malchut, when there's lacking of kingship, when there's a lack of true leaders, then the pnei hador, the leaders, kipnei akelev, see how they call them pnei hador, the face of the generation, instead of looking like a face, like panim bepanim, like then it's totally falling. And there's something so profound about this, because we know that in the Mishkan there are three different crowns. There's the crown that the Aaron has, Zer Zarif Saviv. Around the Aaron there has to be a Zer. There's going to be a crown. And that's the Aaron is Keter Torah, right? There's a crown of Torah. There's also another crown in the Beit HaMikdash, and that's the crown in the on the Mizbeach HaKtoret. And that is called Zer Kehuna. That's the crown of the Kohanim, the crown of the priests. There's a crown of Torah, the crown of the priest, and then there's another crown around Lechem, around Shulchan Apanim, and that's called Keter Malchus, the kingship, the reign in Am Yisrael is about the bread, right? The Lechem Apanim. Are you eating with the bread of the face, or are you eating bread of shame? Is your face up, or is your face down? It's not by chance that the kingship has to do with food, right? Because you need a lot of capital in order to create bread. We know that when we're talking about in Hilchos Shabbos, in the third Namelachas, the first 13 are about making bread. It takes 13 steps to make bread. And if there's no capital, then that's going to take you forever, right? If you're going to want to make your own bread to plow, to sow, to reap, to weep, to grind, it's going to take you tons of time. You need to ask somebody to do the plowing, somebody to do the grinding, somebody to do the harvesting, somebody to get the water, somebody to knead the dough, somebody to get the wood and furnace the oven. It's tons of work, and if there's no capital, then that's going to take forever. Only when there is capital, then there can be food surplus, and that's the job of the king. No wonder why David is called Beit Halachmi. He comes from Beit Lechem. Beit Lechem was the first, I would say, capitalistic society that is able to work together. Now, also, Sodom was capitalistic society, but that was a really bad capital. That's really problematic. Where shalisha, no, there is no sharing, and tzedakah is usser, and that's why it's all about. The question is, David said, Hashem says, I want to destroy Sodom, but matzati David avdi, I found David in Sodom. Right, Ruth comes from Sodom. She's the last remnants of Sodom, which is Moab. And the only question about Ruth is, does she do chesed? Chesed asher asit im chamotech. Right, it's all about chesed. The whole story there is chesed. Do you live in a capitalistic world where it's antithetical to chesed? Or is it a capitalistic world that sees the beauty of chesed? And that's why he says, Rabbeinu, that when the eating is destroyed. And when there's brazenness that is like a dog, then the malchus has failed. And the ability to have a kingship, to have reign, to have capital, to have a way to working together, a seamless connection, then that is fallen. And that's why the way to fix it up is through tzedakah. It's through realizing that tzedek Hashem, it's about God's righteousness. It's not about what I think is right. It's not about what I think the right thing to do is. There's something very deep about this idea when we lose our face. If we lose lechem apanim, we lose the ability to eat with our face up, and we're now eating for the face down, and the kingship has been lost. And it's all about me and my ego, my getting, my taking, and it's not about my elevation. And I'm now reducing myself to an animal, to a dog, to a brazen thing, and I lose my kavod. I have to elevate the kavod. I have to elevate the respect. I have to elevate the honor, and that happens through giving tzedakah, through elevating the malchus back up, saying, you know what, it's all about the kingship, is about taking care of everyone. The capital is not about me and my success. The capital gain is that there's now food surplus and the food production costs less, so we can drive prices down. And that's the beauty of a true malchus, is that we take care of everyone. And in a reality where the malchus is destroyed, then we're not able to take care of everyone, and then the prices shoot up and the poverty gets down. And we know that when we're talking about the halachos of the field, we have matnos levia, matnos kehuna, matnos ani. There's so many gifts that you need to give, because that's the blessing in your field. Do you have the ability to give to others? And that's why when we daven and we say Ata Moshel Bakol, you Hashem is reigning over everything, that's when we have to give the tzedakah, because we have to remind ourselves that all the money and all the surplus and all of the ability to have a capital and all the greatness that is coming through a technological world that is allowing us to produce things faster and cheaper like never before should be to drive prices down and to create a homogeneous level where people don't have to eat the bread of shame and put their face down to the ground and eat like animals, but rather with dignity, right? How do you give tzedakah and keep dignity on the table? That is the huge question. That's why Matan B'Seter is the greatest gift, where the person doesn't know he's getting from. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. He doesn't have to be ashamed. That's the greatness. And we're able to elevate the malchus by giving tzedakah, and we're able to restore the face, and we're able to bring the kavod back, and we're able to illuminate the neshama. All of that is what we're trying to do. We should be zochah.